Blog Talk Radio.
Have you got any witnesses in the house tonight? The choir now wants to tell you that each and every one of us is a witness in the song, I Am a Witness. Welcome, my friend, Rhonda McLemore.
Good afternoon and God bless you, listeners. We are a witness on today that Jesus, it was nobody but Jesus that brought us out, brought us over, and brought us through. I'm sure there's some other witnesses out there today that can say it is because of the Lord's mercy we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. And certainly it is another day that he has kept us, another day that he has allowed us to be in the land of the living. For we had fainted unless we believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Certainly I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. And certainly we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that is a blessing to you, We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel and let your family and friends know that we are live and on the air. Let them know that our call-in number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. And certainly you can call in at the appointed time. For those that are listening in for the first time, we want you to know that in addition to being here on Block Talk Radio, we are syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. And so immediately following this episode, you can listen to us on those, any of those platforms. We would like for you to connect with us on social media. Global Gospel is on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. We're on Instagram. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. And certainly if there is something that you missed, certainly you can go back and listen again. If you would like to write Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. If you'd like to email us, you can email us globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we are looking forward to hearing from you, our listening audience. Today, we do want to shout out our sponsors. Shout out to MPT Enterprise, Grandma Etta's Quilting, GPA 4.0, and to Melanated Beards. We thank you for your love and support, and certainly we want our listening audience to know that there may be a need or a service, Third Lounge, that they can help you with. And so we encourage you to reach out to them on today. Certainly we want to shout out our listening audience to those that are listening in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, to those that are in Illinois, to those that are in California, and to those that are in Nevada. And certainly we also shout out our listening audience to those that are listening around the world. We know that you are there. We know that you are in the north, the south, the east, and the west, to those that are in Canada, Mexico, Argentina, Jamaica, the West Indies, the United Kingdom, France, Nigeria, Spain, Portugal, Italy, South Korea, to all of the United Arab Emirates, to all of you that are listening everywhere, we thank God for you. Shout out today to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Bradley family, the Jones family, the Hernandez family, the Gross family, the Latham family, the Hartley family, the Wilson family, the Robinson family, the Carter family, the Odom family, the Sultan family, the Bratcher family, the Wiggins family, the Bowers family, the Watson family, the Brenton family, the McCoy family, the Walker family, to the Cox family, the Nixon family, the Bridell family, the Locke family, the Davis family, the Washington family, the Fells family. Thank God for you, you, and you, our listening audience. For those that have not tuned into Global Gospel before, and perhaps this is your first time tuning in, we want you to know that our theme scripture comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3. And this is today the NIV version, and it reads on this wise: "And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." And so today we come and we present to you the gospel of Jesus Christ. We present to you the good news and the glad tidings. We want you to know that, yes, Jesus was born. He lived. He died. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And certainly we know that he went to Calvary, and certainly he went in the grave, but he rose with all power in his hand, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And certainly today, if you have a need, you need to know that Christ came into the world that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He will meet every need in your life. If you have a spiritual need, a physical need, an emotional need, a financial need, certainly the Lord is there. He sees all. He knows all. You don't have to give up. You don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to be suicidal, because God is greater than your situation. And so remember that if the gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. That is our theme. We're going to take a brief break, and we will be right back after that. Stay tuned.
Come on, Charles.
Witnesses back there.
Christ is solid, rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Certainly we are back, and certainly we want to acknowledge that this is Women's History Month, and certainly we are going to share with you in just a few minutes. And so after this selection, our guests will be here in studio. Stay tuned. Hold out.
There is a prophetic word on tonight, and the Lord have impregnated new direction with the word, and the word is the sun is going to shine if you hold out. But first of all, for clarity reasons, the sun that we're talking about is not the celestial body that give off heat, nor that sun that's 92,900,000 miles away from the center of the earth. We're not talking about that sun. But the Son that we're talking about is the Son of the living God, the one who died for our sins. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Jireh. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Rapha. But he's the God of my soul. And I want you to know, whatever you're going through, that the sun is going to shine on your behalf. Come on, New Direction. The first verse says this.
So many nights
I've cried. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know I cried for better days. Yes, I did.
For better days.
I've prayed for. Am I talking to some real folk up in here? But through it all, come on. I know. Come on. What do you know, Vincent? What we know is the sun is going to shine.
The sun is going to shine.
But see, I got to do something. I got to just hold out. Come on, y'all. You got to tell your spirit, man, the sun is going to shine. Come on.
The sun is going to shine.
If I hold out. That's the song.
If I hold out.
There's another significant verse that says, Sometimes I feel all alone. Come on, y'all got to get with it. Oh, God, I thank you. No one around, no one's there. They can't comprehend the magnitude of what you're going through. But you know what? You got to tell yourself, I must endure. Come on, New Year.
I must endure, for I know.
And the nucleus of this song is the sun is going to shine. New Direction. Anybody know what we're talking about? It's going to shine on your unwanted situation. Whatever you're faced with, whatever problem you're going through, you got to tell your spirit, man, the sun is going to shine until you hold out. Listen here. I like this part. See what it says is, weeping may endure for a night. Come on. Stay weeping. It may endure for a night. But you gotta know that trouble don't last always.
Global Gospel is back, and our special guest for this Saturday afternoon is here with us. Hello, special guest. How are you?
Blessings to you. We're doing well.
Awesome. That is glad. We are glad to hear that on today. And perhaps someone didn't catch your voice or they didn't read the headline for today. Tell our audience who you are.
All right. I am Overseer Marie Nixon. I'm senior pastor of the Holy Trinity Baptist Church of West Ferry. Been pastoring there for now 36 years, but been in the ministry over 45.
Awesome,
and
awesome.
I'm glad to be a part of Global today.
Awesome, awesome. Certainly, we are glad that you took time out of your busy schedule to share with our global gospel audience, Overseer Marie Nixon, as we highlight women in ministry this month. And it seems like the overseers win. I didn't realize this last year for the month of March. We went to the city of Long Beach, and we highlighted Overseer Dolores Miller. And so today we are going with Overseer Marie Nixon, and we're going to the village of Westbury, and certainly we're glad to be. And so you've been in ministry for quite some time. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Did you start? You were ready to preach when you got here, or or some of us did it take you a while?
I'm a Peter K. Joy girl myself. We grew up in the church that I pastor is the church I grew up in, Holy Trinity. I was up under tutelage of Pastor Reverend Rosa Lee Clark. Amen. And I tell you, we used to have some great times. A lot of pastors came through that really have gone on to be with the Lord. But Holy Trinity was considered the lighthouse on the corner. The church has since grown. We are doing well. For those that think that Holy is going down, Holy is going forth. Amen. Just like everyone else, we've had some bumps in the road, but God is a sustainer, and he will sustain you and keep you if you want to be kept. As for me, I grew up in the church, in and out of the church, but one thing about it, once the church is in you, and I mean you get saved the way we had to get saved. We couldn't leave the altar when we wanted to leave the altar. But we stayed there, and sure, we went out and did what we had to do, but when it all came back, the Lord called us and allowed us to come back. And we are here to enlighten other souls, to let them know that Jesus lives, that he is a healer, he is a deliverer, and yes, he's still performing miracles each and every day. But we must, as men and women of God, give ourselves, our lives, totally over to him, so we can be fully blessed in the way he would have us to be blessed.
Awesome, awesome. Certainly we thank you for sharing a little bit of your testimony with us on today. And as you said, you grew up in the Holy Trinity Baptist Church in Westbury. And now as we're talking about women in ministry, now this was not a traditional church as it would be at that time, correct? A traditional Baptist church, I should say.
No. First of all, women at that particular time was not even allowed to minister. Okay. But thanks be to Reverend Dave of the late Reverend Dave of the Shiloh Baptist Church, where Reverend Rosalie Clark was. She was one of his members. She went to him and told him that the Lord had told her to open up a church. And instead of him putting her down or saying you can't do that, he gave her his blessing. And she came to Westbury. They started in a prayer, in a house. A prayer room. After that, there was over 25 members. After that, they went and they bought a little building on Grand Boulevard, corner of Grand Boulevard and Union Avenue, which is now a factory. And they had church there. They outgrew that building and started building through the help of Deacon Boise Mitchell. He allowed them, he supported them, because as you know, at that time, the racetrack was the big deal at that time. And if you worked at the racetrack, you were considered you had money.
Okay.
And so he supported the ministry and helped Mother Clark build this church. And in 1936, the church was built. Mother Clark, this was a church of women, but at the same time, we had over 50-some men, over that, and these men helped and carried this church. We were blessed. The late Pastor William Watson, Pastor S.E. Dunbar, all of these pastors came through and helped and enlightened the load for holding. So I am blessed. I was truly blessed. And I'm glad I came through when I did, because we would have services around the clock. I don't even, the only time we were ever at home was the minute after we come out of school, do our homework, then we were back in church because we had church every day of the week except for Saturday. And Saturday was when we were preparing for all day Sunday. Because we stayed in church, we brought our food to church. You started at 8 in the morning. And holy, you would say you get out at 8 or 9 o'clock that night, not holy. Because 6 o'clock would be the, what's considered the youth service. And 8 p.m. started evening service. And everybody from other churches would come. And they would enjoy the Lord. And most of the time, it's not like it is today. People start tarrying. You tell them to go home and come back another day. They didn't do that during that time. We'd be there all night long until the next morning, seeing that these people broke through, was delivered, was saved, and was healed. So Holy was considered the lighthouse of the corner because all the pastors everywhere would come. And we were known. And during that time, we went to other churches in the community, around the community. We helped one another. And that's, I feel we're missing a lot of today. We don't go to one another unless we have an honorarium or things like that. Sometimes we would just take off. We had a free night, and we could say, oh, well, I'm going to Hempstead today, and I'm going to go to Tabernacle of Prayer. And that's where we would go. And we would just join in and have service with them. We're missing that today. A lot of that. It's gone, you know.
That is a very rich history, and the one of the things to highlight is that there are so many stories out there that haven't been told, and our history is being lost, our church history, and some of the things that you've experienced, this generation will never even know about because the pandemic has changed so many things. I want to go back. You talked about deliverance. Now, every church, you can get delivered anywhere, but every ministry is not a deliverance ministry. I hope I was politically correct saying that.
Right. That's right.
And so Holy Trinity had a deliverance ministry, was a ministry of deliverance, correct?
Yes. Very much so. Yes.
And so what are some of the signs and wonders and miracles that you experienced in your tenure, even before being pastor?
Things people say are voodoo and really not true, is false. I witnessed with my eyes come to pass, because those women and men during that time prayed. Oh, I know we have prayer vigils now. These prayer vigils today was nothing like the ones we went through. When you prayed all night, you didn't come with your blanket and pillow. You prayed. You came looking and searching for something. And I've seen people actually come in the church, could not walk, went out walking. I actually witnessed a man fall down 13 flights of stairs. Couldn't move. But those ladies and men started praying, and he walked right out the door. I've seen people come in with demons, and the demons talking back to the pastors or the elders that were ministering, and I watched them fully delivered. So the miracles are still going on. I just feel we're not in the place with God that we should be. That's not with all of us. There are some churches that you may not even hear about that are actually performing the things that God desires of his churches.
Okay.
I hope I said that right.
Listen, we hear you. We hear you loud and clear. But certainly that is an awesome testimony to have lived through that. And now, who have been some of, during that time, you mentioned your pastor. So as you were growing up and you made a decision to follow Jesus for yourself and went into ministry, who were some of the people that influenced you?
All right. Well, of course, I will never, ever forget Rosalie Clark. I will never forget this one. This woman was a woman that I couldn't believe she was as saved as she was. And during that time, I also lived with her because my mother was evangelizing a lot. So we would smother Clark, and people knew her. All the funeral directors, they would be so kind to her. And if she'd go and speak to them, they would actually give people funerals that could not afford it. I saw this with my own eyes. And then there was, when I left Holy for a little while, I was introduced to Pastor Curtis Williams, who was like a brother to me. And he belonged to Archbishop Roy Brown's church. And through Bishop Brown,
Pilgrim,
I learned what real deliverance was all about. He was the most, to me, nobody could pray like him. Nobody could sing like him. I mean, you would get there early on a Sunday morning to make sure you was up front because you felt you was going to miss something. Also, it was through him that I came back to the Lord. It was through him I came back to the Lord and then went back to Holy. And then from there, I had was like they were like my brother and sister in Christ. So when they passed, it really did something to me. That was Pastor S.C. Dunbar and Bishop William Watson. There was nobody like these two. Nobody. William Watson, I knew we used to party together. So we went way back. So when we were all in the church together, of course we was going to have church. We was going to have church. And so when they passed that, it was something about Pastor Watson and Pastor Dunbar. They had a true holiness, sweetness about them. You know what I'm saying? And then with Pastor Curtis Williams, then the pastor that was before me, Pastor Hildrene Gamlin. Oh, my God, she was as humble could be. And then my associate pastor that just passed away, Zach Cruz. These people inspired me a lot through Christ to just hold on. Don't let go. Just hold on.
So that is great to be influenced by so many and to be mentored by so many and to be able to tell the story of deliverance. And you talked about how you saw people walking and the testimonies that were on the wall. How did that work? How did the visible physical testimonies in the church, how did that work?
Oh, we had testifying service, huh? Sometimes it would be close to 2 hours because people wasn't given the same story. They was telling of how the Lord had miraculously did things within their homes, on their jobs, how the Lord had performed through healing and deliverance. And during that time, we didn't go to the doctor a lot. You know, okay. For shots and things like that. But if a person was sick, the pastors or the missionaries, they would come and they pray on you and then they give you, especially if you had a cold, you would get the castor oil with eggs and turpentine, you know. And I guarantee you in 2 days you were well, you know. And then they pray over you and It was totally different than now. I also want to shout out Chief Apostle S.C. Edgington, who is a big sister, like a spiritual mother over the kingdom, because she has truly, this woman has eyes that God only can give. And she can feel you out. Also, every pastor needs a pastor. And I do have one, Apostle Obinna Joseph from the Glory Hill Christian Center International. He's my covering. And I look up to those two. You know, whenever I need to talk to somebody or need somebody to pray with me, I can always rely on those two to do it.
Awesome, awesome. And now I know music is a part of your life or has been a part of your life. And what role has music and song played in your life and your ministry?
My family, my mother was a singer. My mother could belt out a song. No problem. and she would go from churches to churches, not only preaching, but singing as well. She was known for that. And my brother and I, my mother had somehow or another come up with some little broken down piano, and she had really purchased the piano for herself. But she got discouraged, and she never bothered it. So my brother, he started playing, and then I started tapping at the keys. Now, I could play nowhere near how they could play. But we also learned how to play drums. We could play the saxophone. We could play tambourines. We were just instrumental on things like that, you know. I also went, as we got older, I joined up with the Edwin Hawkins workshop choir. I was young, I was about 17 when I started singing with James Cleveland and the Southern Community Choir. I didn't stay there long because I had needed an escort. But I went, but I went because I wanted to know the fundamentals of correctly singing, and those workshops was good. They were really magnificent.
Awesome. All right, we're going to take a break, and now I'll let my guests pick their song. And so we started out with Hold Out. And this next song says grace. And so we want our audience, if you have a question, comment, something you want to know, our number in studio is 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. And today, sharing with us as our highlight for Women in Ministry, Overseer Marie Nixon. Stay tuned and be blessed.
I needed your grace more than I thought I ever would. You forgave more than I thought you ever could. I was stronger in my head, but truth.
Studio with Overseer Marie Nixon. Our number in studio 619-924-0800. Reverend Nixon, tell us about grace. This is one of your choice of selections for today.
We all need the grace of God to make it. And I thank God for his grace. I thank God for how he has just, the way the times are now, so much is going on. So many people are falling away from the love of Christ. So many see a new way, a different way. But today, really, I really came to encourage the body of Christ, to let them know you may have trouble on every side. For we read about nations against nations, but the end is not yet. But there is a bomb in Gilead, and that bomb is Jesus Christ. Scripture tells us that God is a God of encouragement. He loves us. He loves us. For he made us to who and what we are today. And if we just turn our lives over to him, if we submit to his call, his will, he's ready to turn everything around. Oh, I'm not going to say it's going to be good and easy all the time. No, it's not. No, 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 no. But in the midst of your going through, he lets you know, I'm there. He's there. He's holding your hand. He's walking you through the storm and the rain. And in the midst of all of that, you'll have peace because you know where your hope lies. So I come to encourage. I come to support. I come to enlighten, inspire you to just know Jesus for yourself. Not what your mother know, not what your father know, but find out for yourself what he can be to you. He can be to you whatever you need him to be. Wherefore, in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it mandates us, wherefore God comfort yourselves together and one another, even as also ye do. Here is a commandment for all of us to practice, not just once in a while, but continually, to encourage one another, to love on one another. He says, love ye one another as I have loved you. If you have no love, you don't have Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is love. And when you're able to love, then you're able to pick up your brother by the hand. You're able to encourage that brother who's going through, that sister that may not see her way out. You're able to let them know you can make it. You can make it. So, church, don't fold up. Now is not the time to fold up. Today is the day that we must make Jesus our joy. So I tell the saints of God, go forth in love. Keep pursuing that what God has ordained you to do. Don't look back. There's nothing back. We must now go forward, for our time is soon to close. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Well said. We are certainly encouraged today to go forth and move forward in love with the grace of God. And certainly we thank God for sharing that message. Thank you for sharing that message with us, and encouraging God's people wherever they may be around the world, and certainly letting us know and remind us about the many women of God and men of God that certainly have gone before and that accepted women in ministry. And all of a sudden today, it seems like it's a big deal, but this is not new for some of us, because women built churches of a long time ago.
Yes.
This is nothing new. And your church is at least 100 years old, or close to 100 years old, right? Something like that, right? So
the ministry itself is 125.
So there it is. God has been our dwelling place in all generations.
And we have canes, crutches, walkers, where people came in with them and left them there because of the healing that took place in that house.
Testimony. And certainly we thank you for being a witness and certainly for sharing that story. Just in case somebody missed part of it, we want you to know that part of the story is here on today and for your listening purposes. And when we conclude this episode, you can go back and listen on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or here on Global Gospel. You have about 5 more minutes if you want to shout out the overseer, Marie Nixon. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. This preacher of the gospel, this woman of God, this musician and singer, and certainly she will sing until times get better and certainly shift the atmosphere in the church. And certainly we're grateful for the opportunity to have visited Holy Trinity. And when I was a little kid, I think the church moved. I think when the people start moving and the music start going, the church actually rocks itself. But I don't know. You have to experience it for yourself. It is an experience. We can't tell you about it. You have to experience Holy Trinity. And certainly we thank God for being a part of that history and sharing just a few of those moments. Well, Reverend, is there somebody that you would like to shout out today? Anybody you want to shout out that you didn't shout out already?
To Pastor Stanley Williams, who is another brother of mine and a brother to our church. He is from Grace Church of God and Grace Temple Church of God in Christ there in Westbury. He's like a brother, and he's celebrating his birthday anniversary, I believe it is. And we just want to shout out to him and just say, God bless.
Awesome. All right, I have a caller. I'm sorry, number 619-924-0800. Caller.
Good afternoon, Reverend Townsend. Good afternoon, Overseer. This is Marlon, just calling through.
God bless you.
I'm just calling and shout you out, and I'm very appreciative of your journey, and very appreciative of you being the ones that laid the foundation for us to all follow.
God bless you, Marlon. And as you continue to do that, what you came up doing, God's going to bless you the more. He really is. And I thank God for you. Thank God for you.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing with us. 619-924-0800 is our number. All right. Caller.
Yes, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, good evening, Reverend Townsend. And to my cousin.
God bless you.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we are doing well.
Want to greet you for the new year and to say to you that I am so happy that you mentioned all of your walls, items that were on the wall, the walking cane, the crutches and everything, because that's a good sign of deliverance. I recently went to Tabernacle Prayer, I think it is, late Pastor Johnny Washington, and they also had those, I'm going to say, artifacts on the wall. Just to let people know that deliverance is still here. So I want to say Happy New Year to you. We'll see you soon. Love you and enjoy the show. Thank you, Reverend
Lamar.
God Lamar.
Bless you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. Love you.
Love you more.
619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Caller, God bless you. Mother, you saying something? Mother Bowers? No? Yes? No? Mother Bowers, are you there? Okay. All right. Well, our number six. All right. We have another minute. 619-924-0800 is our number in studio. Again, Reverend, we thank you for sharing with us on this Saturday afternoon as you represented for the month of March. And certainly we are always here. If the Lord says the same and you desire to come back, certainly you're welcome to come back and share as the Lord directs you. And so we're going to let you give your concluding words for this episode, and then we are going to close in prayer. And again, we thank you. And one thing that's you did mention how the men of God supported the women of God even when it wasn't popular, and certainly, and we know that because listen. I would say, and I say in my family, I let everybody know on both sides, the women preached before the men preached. So they heard God before anybody else, and so before the men heard God. So I can't really be biased because I didn't know that women weren't supposed to preach. So and they just, they were who they were. They didn't fight anybody and nobody fought them. Well, people did, but it wasn't it wasn't an out front type thing. And certainly the evidence is there. You know, if people are coming and they're experiencing the power of God and being healed, delivered, saved, and set free, certainly the proof is there. You don't have to do anything. We say we can show you better than we can tell you. And certainly the evidence is there. And so we've seen what God has done through the women of God. Closing words for today.
God bless. I just want to say I thank God for all of the blessings that he has bestowed upon us and our families. Because as you say, our families are full of preachers. All right. Full, and we have a very, very large family. We have bishops, apostles, you name it, they're there.
Yes, sir.
So if anybody in the family don't get saved, that's only because they don't want to be.
That's
hit.
True, too.
Because
amen.
We have the preachers. But I just want to say, to encourage, keep encouraging the kingdom of God, because we're in trouble. You know, they're seeing a downside of the church. You know, the enemy wants to put the church out there like they're not doing anything. They're dipping both in both fields, and it's not necessarily true. There is some that is holding on, as when Elijah thought he was the only one. You come to find out, oh, no, I got more. people that's in the caves and everywhere else, they're here. And I want the world to know the church is not going anywhere. The word of God is not going down. Everything else may go down, but the word of God is last forever. And I'm here to tell you, the church is strong. There's some churches that are much stronger than you must think. We are here. We are here. And I want to encourage those that are still holding on, that still trying to bring in the souls and talk to the souls. There are many pastors who are out here for souls, not money, souls. And nothing wrong with money. If money helps advance things.
Mm-hmm.
But our job is for the souls of man. Be encouraged. Continue to preach the word of God. Continue to preach, teach, and live that what God has commanded. God bless you.
God bless you. Again, we thank you for sharing, Overseer Nixon. Again, we're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for sharing with us in this Women's History Month and representing the women of God, certainly representing the Holy Trinity Baptist Church. And I said it. I said, listen, I know that the women in my family, and, well, you are my cousin as well, and the women, like I said, on both sides, I think Mother Townsend and Mother Washington preached before anybody,
yes.
And they all came
That's
through
right.
Holy Trinity too as well. And certainly,
That's right.
So we have a rich history, and so we thank God for that. Let us close us in prayer.
Most gracious and everlasting Father, we come to say thank you. We thank you so much for your many blessings. We thank you for our life, health, and strength and allowing us to call on you whenever we need you the most. Thank you for this open door, and we ask you to bless our Reverend Townsend and all of the staff, all those that support him and works with him. Lord, continue to mold and make us after your will, creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Lord, we thank you. We ask you to continue to deliver, heal, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. And, oh, God, you told us in your word that whatsoever we ask in your name, if we believe it, we shall receive it. And we believe in your word and your promises, for it is true. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. Listen to the closing song.
See, my grandmother used to take me to the sanctified church. Huh? Every Sunday night. And I tell you, when we would get three blocks, looked like, within that church, we could hear them singing, and they had a washboard. Y'all don't know about that way up here in New York, do you? Huh? And I remember when I used to get in that church. Sometimes it seemed like the crowd was kind of dead. They were just laid back, like some of y'all here tonight. How you see your grandmama when she get up? She said, "I gotta raise this sir." And I hear her say something like this. She said, "Oh, Zion,
what's the matter?"